On the top of Lamed Aleph, top of the page. So we have this Machlokes Tzitzit, Rav Ami and Rav Asi. The case. So the Mishnah says that we have a case of a mother and a mother. We've been using the example of Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is the mother, Shimon is the mother. Mother is the one who's also to have a noah. So Shimon can't have a noah from Reuven. So Mishnah says that Reuven can return Shimon's avedah to him because he's giving back his own item. The question all the way around: can Shimon return Reuven's item back to him because Shimon's benefiting Prutin Rabbi Yosef? So one says no, he can't return it because he's getting that benefit, and one says Prutin Rabbi Yosef is lo shchiach and therefore he's allowed to return it. Okay, now the Mishnah continues and says, Tanan, welcome Shadat and Leskar, Tipon Halal Hektish. The Mishnah said, when in the scenario where the law is that the person who's returning the Veda is supposed to get paid for his work, and he chooses not to do so, he refuses the payment. So you have to put that in all the Hektish. You have to, so. In the scenario where Reuven is returning it to Shimon, Shimon can't have enough from Reuven. Reuven can give Shimon back his item. But Reuven did tircha. Reuven's supposed to be paid for that tircha. Reuven refuses the payment. He's forgoing his payment. So Shimon is now benefiting this money that Reuven, he's supposed to pay Reuven, he's not getting. So he's getting enough from Reuven. So Shimon has to take that money. He can't keep it himself. He has to give it away. And to Hektish, because the netter is like Hektish, so he gives it to Hektish. Okay. So now, but we have an opinion that learns up the Mishnah that when we're discussing Matzah L'Avodasoi, it works both ways. And the Mishnah is also telling me that not only can Reuven return the Veda to Shimon, but Shimon can return the Veda to Reuven. Shimon is the mutter. We might have thought that it's also for Shimon to return it because Shimon's benefiting Prutot Rav Yosef. No, don't worry about Prutot Rav Yosef. Okay. So what's this next step about Hanu'al the Hektish? Now, Shimon did work, and Shimon's supposed to get paid. So Shimon's supposed to get paid. Shimon doesn't want to get paid. Fine, so Shimon doesn't want to get paid. What's the problem? Why is it typically Hanu'al the Hektish? See, if you learn the Mishnah is only Mutter from Reuven to Shimon, but Shimon to Reuven is Usser, so then there's always going to be this Din of Tipon Hanu'al the Hektish. But if you learn the Mishnah is going both directions, only one direction has Tipul and all the Hektish. If Reuven returns to Shimon, and then Reuven refuses payment, Shimon can't keep the money. But if vice versa, Shimon wants to forgo the payment, doesn't he hate? Why does Reuven have to take it and give it to Hektish? So how do we understand the Mishnah? That's what the Mora is going to grapple with. Tanan. Malkam Shinat Ola Eschar, Tipul and all the Hektish. Okay. Now, let's read the Ran instead. Let's read the Ran's Girsa. Tanan, Malkam Shinat Ola, the first like five lines of the Ran are just he's basically quoting the Gemara, and this is his Girsa in the Gemara. Malkam Shinat Ola Askar Timon Ola Hektish. Bishtam on the Mandomer Bishinitay Machzer Asur Ola Bala Veda. Reuven is the Machzer. If Reuven is the one who found it, he's returning it to Shimon. So Reuven's the Chosim or Asur on Shimon. That's the case of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah can return to Shimon. Shimon can't have enough from Reuven. But if Reuven wants to forgo the money, Shimon can't keep it. Tipon Ola Hektish. Awal Devala Veda Asur Ola Machzer Loi Mahadar. But the other way around, in a case where if Reuven lost it and Shimon found it, so Reuven's the Bala Veda in this case, he's not the Machzer, he's the Bala Veda, and Shimon is returning it to Reuven, the Mishnah is not talking about that case, because in that case Shimon can't return it to him. So then Hanuk Tani Malkam Shinat Ola Askar Tipon Ola Hektish. El Naman Domer, I feel a benichse balaveda, surin ala machzer, nami mahadr, am I tibble on all the hektish. So that's how the Ran says, the Gemara is exact opposite. actually, Girsa of the Gemara is the exact opposite. Right, so that's how the Rambam says Kachi. He says Kachi Ikra Girsa, and that's how the Rambam wants to learn the Gemara. Okay, so we basically have just taken out the five lines on the Gemara. We skip down in the Gemara till 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines. Some more answers. Achara Katani. You're right. Even according to the Mandamer who learns that the Mishnah is going in both directions, Reuven can return to Shimon, and Shimon can return to Reuven. But this halacha that Tibbel and all the Hektish is only going in one of the two cases. You're right, in one of the cases, there's no Tibbel and all the Hektish. So if Reuven is returning to Shimon, if Reuven's the Machzer, he's returning it. Shimon's the Balaveda, he lost it. So Reuven can return Shimon's item. But if Reuven forgoes payment, Shimon can't keep the money, he has to give it to Hektish. But in the case where it's the opposite, where Shimon's returning it to Reuven, if Shimon wants to forgo the payment, that's his business. And Reuven doesn't have to be mapal the Hanola Hektish. Okay. Zok the Ran. Let's see. That's the Morris Kashas, the Morris Teres. And the Morris has a second version of the Mechloikis of Rabbam and Rasi, and then the second version of the question. Tanan, so we saw the quote of how the Ran quotes the Gemara. So then let's see the Ran. Kachi Ikra Girsa. Machi Perusha. Bishlama, and now he's going to explain the Girsa. Bishlama Laman Damar Debas Nisan. The one who learns b'shem nichsei machzer asur ma'bal aveda. So Shimon is the bal aveda. Shimon can't have enough from Reuven. Reuven's the machzer. So the nechassim of the machzer of Reuven, who's now returning the item, are also on the bal aveda, also on Shimon. If you learn dafki he, that's the only case of the Mishnah. Because the ilu nichsei bal aveda asur ma'la machzer, but if the case had been the opposite, where Reuven is the Baal Aveda, and Shimon found it, and Shimon and Reuven's the chasam are also on Shimon. According to this opinion, the loch is this in Baal Aveda. So my master loy mahader, because we should prove to the Rav Yosef. So we're never discussing Shimon returning to Reuven; we're always discussing Reuven returning to Shimon. So then, Shemachik Tani Sefer. Therefore, in the Sefer it says that the Makom Shnei Leschar. In a case where the loch is that Reuven is supposed to get paid, if Reuven the machzer is a person of a special person, we had a rutz in the kabbal's choroi, he doesn't want to get paid, so now Shimon has a problem. Shimon can't keep that money; he's benefiting from Reuven, which he's also to do. Lo yishenu bal aveda lo yisachar etzli. The bal aveda can't keep that money by him. Tommy Sanimine, because he's getting benefit from Reuven, and will people know the Hektish. So we understand the case of the Mishnah is only discussing Reuven returning to Shimon, and that scenario of the law of Tibbel and the Hektish makes sense. Okay. But El Mandomar, but according to the Amara which learns that our Mishnah, even if the tables are turned, and Reuven's the Baal Aveda, and Shimon's the Machzer, and Shimon can't have enough from Reuven, so the Mishnah, Shimon can return to Reuven the item, even though Shimon's getting reproof of Yosef, not a problem. So Shimon's not benefiting from Reuven, Shimon's returning to Reuven, everything is, and that's the case of the Mishnah also. So when the Mishnah says that when there's a matter and a mutter, they can return the Aveda, it's going both ways. So the case of the Mishnah is about a case where the Baal Aveda, Reuven, who lost it, his items are Asur and Shimon, the returner. Now, we say that the Tibbel and all the Hektish, Akula Milsakoy. So then the next item of the Mishnah is going back to whatever the Rashi said. The Sefer is going back on the Rashi and saying, okay, now in that scenario, when you're returning it, if he refuses payment, Tibbel and all the Hektish. So now we don't understand why. in a case where Reuven's the returner and his items are Usher and Shimon, and Reuven's are going payments, so I understand. Asi Shaper. A Machzer Gavra Yakrona, who, if the Machzer Reuven is a Gavra Yakrona, can appreciate. So Shimon can't keep it. But in the scenario of the opposite, where the Baal Aveda, Reuven is the one who lost it, and Shimon's finding it, and Shimon's returning it back to the Baal Aveda. And his Reuven's items are also on Shimon. If Shimon forgoes payment, Allah will lead the temple and all the hectares. Why would Reuven have to give the money away? Let Reuven keep the money. He has no issur of having Hanla from the Machzer. Okay. So why don't you say like this? Let's change the scenario. Maybe we'll say the pshat in the Mishnah is that the case over here is that we're discussing right now until now a case where the machzer is refusing payments. He doesn't want to get paid. What about the case like this? That the Okay. Now, so let's understand the case. So we're saying right now that Reuven is the Baal Aveda. Reuven's Adam is also at Shimon. Shimon finds the Aveda and is returning it. And the scenario where it's a scenario where Shimon did work, and because of the work involved, he stopped his other job. He has the right to get paid. So we're discussing right now a case where Shimon wants to forgo the payment, and we're saying, what's the problem? So Shimon wants to forgo the payment, so why should Reuven have to give it away to Hector? Let Reuven keep the money. What about the opposite case? That Shimon is asking to get paid? And now the question is, can Reuven pay Shimon, because Shimon can't have money benefit from Reuven? Right? Maybe that's the case we're discussing. Right? So now, if Reuven Reuven's willing to pay, and the question is, can Shimon accept the payment? So, no. Shimon can't accept the payment. Right? So this is the question which we're discussing. So the Ra is going to say that Shimon's not going to get paid. He's not getting, that's not called benefiting. Getting paid for work that you did is not called benefiting. You did work of that value. It's an exchange. It's an exchange of service for money. That's not called benefiting. The issur of hanra would be that he's getting something which he doesn't not supposed to get, but it's something which he gave something for. Like we'll see when we discussed before, selling is mutter. What do you mean? I got an item from you. Well, I paid for it, except when the item is something which is difficult to get, etc. But assuming that. In the fact that you're receiving an item or is not a problem because you're giving something in exchange. The fact that the item was difficult to get and you got a benefit, then you got it. Oh, that's considered a benefit. But over here, the guy was working. That was the case. The reason why he's getting paid because he was working and he chose to stop his work to get this instead. And he gets paid at a lower level because he was a poor bottle. So he's not gaining anything over here. He's losing over here. He's getting money, but he gave something in return. That's what the Ron's going to say. The Rabbis, they don't say that. The Rabbis, they say, so what would the case be? The case would be that Reuven wants to pay. And Shimon's saying, you know what? Reuven wants to pay, and Shimon's saying, I can't accept because I'm a mutter anah. That's how the reverse I learned. Now Reuven says, I don't want to keep the money. I feel like bad but keeping this money. Okay, so maybe that's the pshat. So you don't have to do with it. So give it to Hektish. She says, that's not called Gavra Yakrona. The Dafka wants to pay when the other person can't accept it. You give it to Hektish. I mean, that would not be a pshat. It's not considered a gavri akrona because Dafka wants to lay out the money and not get it for free. So you that's strange. Fet Mirsha Rabbi said, "Well, in here, but the run, I don't see if to come on to that." You're saying that really it should be halakhically should be problematic, and Shimon can't get paid. The question is, what should Reuven do with the money? So Reuven's after he's such a tzaddik of a mensch, he can't live with the money if it doesn't belong to him. He has to give it to Hektish. If the person not supposed to get it, is not supposed to get it anyway. You're not getting paid anyway. So not give it to Hektish. So keep the money. Like that's strange. Believe me or no. The hachikomer. My table all the Hektish. He thinks schar balaveda lamachzer pay him. The nixei balaveda surma lamachzer. Even though the nixei balaveda are also the matzah, fil hachi mutter likach mimenu skara, Shimon can get paid. So in the case where Shimon doesn't want to get paid, fine. Okay, so Shimon and Reuven keep the money. But in the case where Shimon wants to get paid, of course you can pay him. The ha, now
what?
The Yaiva changes the gifts to the next word to ha hashtub. Think about this. Zvina the Romeo Lape, Omer Liel, the Noah Smarkerhu, below the chaos. So it's an item which is difficult to sell. It's not being sought after because it's literally falling flat in its face. This sale item, you know. So the marker gets the benefit from selling it, not the lekeach. Menafkemina, the lekeach mudr mi marker, mutar likach mimenu zina the Romeo Lape. So lekeach is buying the item from Reuven, from the keach is using our same names. The keach is the mutter, Shimon's the mutter, and Reuven is the madir, and Reuven's selling it. So Shimon can buy it from Reuven. I can't have enough from Reuven. I'm not having enough. Right? The hakom kolach mutter mishanim me how meaty the mutter. But I understand he's getting Reuven's item. So why is it mutter? Vadi haylo time. Keep the zin rabbi lapay. Hamashik minay lekeach tuva. The answer is the item I'm paying for. The fact I'm getting the item that I get anywhere I want. So we see that even though I could get anywhere I want, I got it from you. That's not called a hana because it's so available. So even though at the end of the day it did come from the matter to him, but since it's available totally somewhere else, it's not called being the henna from him. So Hachanami over here also, but welcome Shanat Silaskar, when you get paid, the Hanab bottom in a seller means the returner was working and he had to stop his work to return the item. And now the Balaved is paying him for his work. Yeah, because he could have gotten that work somewhere else. That was the whole scenario. The Bedafki was the case he was working already. Algav the Yoyevle, even though the Balaved is paying him. Even though the Balaveda will pay that amount of money to the Matzer, it's not called benefiting from him. The whole scenario was he could get the money somewhere else anyway. So Reuven can pay Shimon. Reuven is the Balaveda in this scenario. Shimon is the Matzer. There's no problem with Reuven paying the Shimon. Can you leave a So, Elamai, what, Shimon doesn't want to get paid? He decides he wants to forgo the money? Fine. So Reuven will keep the money. So why is he being a little hectish? Not because it's usher to pay him, and not because he wants to forgo the money. Either way, there should be no dinner of tipple and all the hektish. Mashani achara katoni. Klaimer. Reisha. The Reisha of the Mishnah, the Max Rabbi Dosoi, that's true. Bein Nixay Max or Surma Balaveda. Bein Nixay Balaveda or Surma Max. The Reisha is going both ways. We can have a situation where Reuven is the machzer, and the items of the machzer are usher on the Baal Aveda, Shimon, or vice versa. The case would be where the Reuven is the Baal Aveda, and the Nitzei Baal Aveda are usher on the machzer. Shimon's returning it, and the Reuven's items are usher on Shimon. So that's true. The mission is going both ways. Avol Seifa, din of the Seifa. Welcome, Shana Lestar. Tibon Ola Hekdish. Achada Bechud Koy. It's only going back on one of the two scenarios. This halacha Tibon Ola Hekdish. Which one? The Hindo on the Nitzei Machzer. A Sirma Baal Aveda. In a case where Reuven is returning it, and his the Chasim are usher on Shimon, who's the Baal Aveda. And Shimon's supposed to pay Reuven. Reuven wants to forgo the payment. Shimon can't keep the payment. He has to give it to Hekdish. Okay. So that's version one of the Machlokes. The case of the Mishnah is either talking about both directions, or that when Reuven is the machzer, Reuven found the item, he can turn it to Shimon, but Shimon can't return to Reuven. But a case where Reuven found it, Reuven can return it. Reuven's giving Shimon back his item. That's Shimon's item. Versus Ika the Masdin law of Ohio Lishna. Some learn the Machloikis between Rav Ami and Rav Asi differently. Not like we said before. So think about Rav Ami Rav Asi. The case of the Mishnah is Machloikis between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. God Omer, Lo Shanu. The only case of the Mishnah which is true is when Shimon's returning to Reuven. So the Nitzei Baal Aveda, Reuven's the Baal Aveda. Reuven's items are usher on Shimon. So Shimon can't benefit, Shimon, who is returning it, can't benefit from Reuven. Well, he's not. Mishum Prut Rav Yosef, Lashkiach. He's gaining that if happens to be, while he's returning it, the Ani comes to him, he's parted from paying, giving stock to the Ani. That's not Shkiach enough to be usher by Mudar Anra. But if the opposite case, if Reuven is returning it, and Reuven's items are also on Shimon, Reuven cannot return it to Shimon. He's giving back his Aveda. So Reuven is being Mahana Shimon. So it's also. And the first shot we said, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we said, because the item is Shimon's item. The fact that he's benefiting, that he's getting his item back, Reuven's doing it because of the mitzvah, like the Rosh said. So that's not called benefiting from Reuven, it's called benefiting from the Dinei HaTorah, which is the Mekayim to return. So that's not called that Reuven's in some way giving a benefit to Shimon. This Gemara says no. Practically, Shimon's getting his item back because of Reuven. That's a problem.
Would his mitzvah be watered down by taking money? I mean, is that what you feel? Is it a higher level mitzvah to take it without money?
No. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. I'm doing it because of the mitzvah. And I'm allowed to get paid. If it's not dinner, I'm allowed to get paid. If I want to be a Baal Chesed, that's a noon. That's called Chesed. But that's not the issue. The returning itself, is that called benefiting? So Reuven, Shimon can't benefit from Reuven. Reuven's returning Shimon, Zaveda to him. So Shimon's getting benefit from Reuven. He goes, I got his Zaveda back. So the Gemara says it's Osir. The first Gemara said it's Mutter. Everybody said it's Mutter, the Gemara said. The only argument the other way around. In this case, it's sure Mutter. This case is everybody that, you know, saying no, this case is Osir. So this Gemara makes a lot of sense. I mean, Shimon's ecstatic, he got his item back. Reuven gave him benefits. So this Gemara says, no, that's not called benefiting from Reuven. Reuven returned it to Shimon, but the reason why Shimon got it back is not because Reuven was such a nice guy, gave it back to him, and Reuven's giving benefit to Shimon. The Torah is Mekai of Reuven. Reuven is a pawn in the Torah's hands doing the act of returning it. So the Torah gives Shimon a benefit, not Reuven. Right? Reuven is doing what the Torah said to do. So that's not called Reuven benefiting Shimon. That's this is the Gemara. This Gemara says, no. Shimon's getting his item back, it's also. Okay, that's one shot in the Mishnah. The Chadomer, I feel that Nitzem Achshah Shemala Balaveda is mutter. The Chimaharulei means the Nafshe Chimaharulei. And the second, and this Machloikis, everybody agrees when Shimon's return to Reuven is mutter because Prutter Yosef is Lo Shkiyach. So Shimon's not benefiting from Reuven. The whole Machloikis is, can Reuven return it to Shimon? One of them says no. One of them says yes, like you said before, because he's just giving Shimon back his own item. Okay. Now, Sanan. Now we have the question for Mishnah in this version of the Machloikis. Welcome, Shnat Leskar. So. Tibble and all the hektish. Now, when Shimon's returning to Reuven, there's no difference in all the hektish, like we pointed out before. According to one of these two opinions, that's the only case of the Mishnah. So what's Tibble and all the hektish mean? If you learn that Reuven's returning to Shimon, and Reuven wants to forgo his payment, Tibble and all the hektish. But if the case of Mishnah is only Shimon returning to Reuven, where's the case of Tibble and all the hektish? So it's nothing more like this. Bishop of the Mandamar, I feel when the Shinik say Maxer, Sir Mabalaveda, Mahadar, when Reuven's the Maxer and his items are Usher and Shimon, and Reuven's returning it to Shimon, Shimon's the Balaveda. That's the case of the Mishnah. So that one scenario, I understand. That's the case. The Mishnah talks about two cases, according to this opinion, right? Both ways, and one of the two, Tibul al Hekta, makes sense. Hanu the Mataritz, Malcolm. He has a way to explain the case of Malcolm. Shadon Leskar, Tibul al Hekdish, the scenario where he has to get paid. You have to give it to Hekdish when Reuven returning to the Shimon. If Reuven is the master, Reuven cannot return it. The only case of the Mishnah is when Shimon's returning to the Reuven. In that case, there's no dinner table on the Hekdish. So, how is he going to explain the last dinner of the Mishnah? Where's his kasha? You're right, it's a good kasha. Okay. So where does that answer it? Okay. Zuck the Ram. Now it's interesting that the loss of the mission of the Gemara is kasha, not tiyufta. Which the Rishonim sometimes say that means that there is theoretically a teretz. The Mordish doesn't say the teretz; it's not considered a conclusive. But the Ram learns that over here, the Ram learns that this opinion has been totally refuted, as they say in English, schlugged up. Okay, so that's the Ram. Some have learned the Machlokes the other way around. The only case of the Mishnah is only one opinion says the only case is Shimon returning to Reuven. So the Nisa Balaveda, Reuven's the Balaveda, his items are also on Shimon the Maxer. So it comes out like this. So the Mishnah has three cases. The Shekel Shikla, that's someone Reuven doing it for Shimon. Prayer of the is Reuven for Shimon. Master Lovid also Shimon for Reuven. The next Mishnah, Tarmish from Oisov, is someone Reuven for Shimon. So this case is in the middle of all these cases, it's a flip. So Masizan Latsonic Katani, Shekel Shikla, Prayer of the Chayva, it's someone Madar the Mudder. They're talking about Reuven the Madar can do it for the Shimon the Mudder. Umasov and also the Gersa the side says is Mudder the Madar. It's talking about Shimon returning to Reuven. Tarmash Shumayisov is Madar the Mudder. So it's flipping around. You're right. So what's Takan of Shat? Mishum the boy the Tana the Misni Kulu Gavni the Shori Bain Madar the Mudder. Tana Hachi. So the mice, he wants to sell the cases. That's how you'd have to answer that question. When Reuven is the Maxer and his items are also Shimon the Balaveda, Lo Mahadali can't return it to him. Mishum the Komahadile, he's benefiting him. This is worse than paying back the Chayv. Why? Here he's putting it directly into his hands. V'loy dekomaharalei efshe depastamine legamri. Here the person is totally losing it. So this is osur. Okay, so we have the sefer. When Reuven is the returner, it's also mutter. And Reuven is out of Zasar and Shimon. The mutter machzer lemader. So the umader lemutter. This opinion learns that both ways are mutter. Shimon can return to Reuven. Reuven can return to Shimon. The Hanazim Matar to Malkum. That's how he would have a way to explain the case of Malkum. Malkum meaning the phrase Malkum not leskar timol lehektish. When is that? Because the root say the Achara Katoni. It's not going to go back in both cases, but it'll go back in one of the cases. When Reuven returns to Shimon, and Reuven doesn't want to get paid, Shimon has to give it to Hektish. Shimon's return to Reuven, not. Okay, but at least we have an approach how to answer the question. Klarmer, Hekel and Mahadr, Madr the Mudr, when Reuven's returning to Shimon, then the din of Tibbal al Hektish. Alamandamber, she didn't say, Maxer, Asurim Balaveda, Loy Mahadr, when Reuven's the Maxer, and his iron rustles in Shimon, he can't return it. The case is only talking about the case of Mishnah Sei Balaveda Shema Lamaxer Bokudhi. The only case is where Shimon's returning it to Reuven, and Reuven, who's the Balaveda, his items are also in Shimon. How's he explain the case of Malkum? So there's no din of Tibbal al Hektish in that case. So why? Why? So we have no explanation. Okay. So we pass in both directions of mutter. Now, how do we know that? So we have a general cloud. We pass in like the Lish Shabbos. So means the second version of the Machlokes is the correct version. Well, in the second version of the Machlokes, only the one the opinion says both directions of mutter is true. The other opinion is shlugged up. So the second version of the Machlokes, if that's going to be the definitive version of the Machlokes, only and that Machlokes only one person remains standing. So we see both directions of mutter. In the second version, the one who says that when Reuven can't return to Shimon is not true. He's sucked up from our Mishnah. Now, Valbagav the Mandarim Belish the Kama, that's true in the second version of the Machloikis. One opinion is shlugged up, and the opinion with both is mutter is the only final opinion. But in the first version of the Machloikis, both opinions still stand. In the first version, the one who says Shimon can't return to Reuven is not slugged up. And Adarab, the worst that according to him, the mission goes even better. So maybe we should pass like him. No, if you love him, the high Lishna Basarhu. So this is the second version of the Machlokes. We prefer the second version. And the second version, there's two opinions on the Machlokes. Everybody holds to the rest of Lashkiach, and Shimon can return to Reuven, and Reuven returns to Shimon. This is clear from the Mishnah. The Hach Swara, the Bein Nitzay Machzer Asurim, Bein Nitzay Balaveda Asurim Mahader is Amr Batarti Lishni Kibosei Lishni, and furthermore, both versions of the Machlokes have this opinion. So it comes out this opinion is pretty clear that it's correct that this such opinion exists. So Kibosei Naktina Okay Pasuk Rambam. So that's how we're going to Paskin, and that's how the Rambam Paskin. Okay, so that's the end of it. It's a full thought. End of a full thought. It's a new piece of Gemara. Top of the page. Okay.